Good morning, 7:39 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. Oh, somebody texted me and said, why aren't we talking about the SS United States conversation at the county commission meeting today? Because I don't think it was on the agenda yesterday. It's been added. I did do a quick check, and sure enough, that has been added. That's the reefing sink ship that we're talking about that was going to go to Okaloosa, and now Okaloosa is kind of delaying, and so it might be back available. This is going to come, it had already come before the TDC, but they're going to have a conversation about it tonight at the Escambia County Commission. So thank you. Thank you for that that update. I appreciate that. Joining us now by phone, we have Mike Wood. He is the Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
Thank you. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good to have you. We had a homicide, an investigation, and an arrest, which is bad news followed up by good police work, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That happened early Friday morning at near 11th and Bars. We got a shots fired call, and when officers arrived, they discovered a male had been shot, and also a female that was with him. The male had very serious injuries and later passed away at the hospital. The female is going to be okay. But the patrol officers and investigators got to work immediately and were able to catch the suspect not too far from the scene of the crime. So they wrapped that one up very quickly.
Well, like I say, it's bad news followed by good police work, so we always appreciate that. Going back just a little bit in time, because you and I did not talk last week, and I think we had not had a chance to talk the week before that, about the Pensacola High School, is it the assistant principal who had been arrested on charges related to some photos that he took? Is that right?
Yeah, it was. And, you know, what's important to remember on that, there was lots of concern on that for obvious reasons, but none of that occurred on campus or with the student. So, that one's wrapped up as well.
Okay. But, and again, it's a good note that, you know, obviously people are concerned about the quality of the people that are supervising their children, you know, is sort of the obvious concern here, and the breaking of law in general. But things that take place not on school property are at least of a slightly different nature. So I appreciate that clarification. You and I, anything else that's happened overnight or in the last couple of days that we ought to know about?
No, it's been uneventful. Going to use the Q word.
I know. I love y'all, but y'all are so superstitious about that. It's funny to me.
Hey, and the full moon thing is real.
Yeah, that's different, though. That's different than saying the Q word out loud. I did have just a follow-up question because, and this is kind of weird. This is a follow-up from a different interview, but, you know, with somebody you know very well, Chip Simmons. We talked with him on Tuesday about, when you post a no soliciting sign in your neighborhood or on your door, does that carry any legal effect? And the basic answer was no. But if somebody trespasses on your property and you don't want them there, call the police. And then if the police arrive, you can have them escorted from the property. If they do not leave, they can be cited. But if they do leave, what they do is put your name down on a list that we've called for trespassing for this thing. And then if they come again, then they can actually be arrested. Do I so far have everything right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
That's correct.
The question came up, what about video evidence? For example, if you have Ring video of them coming back, and I'm assuming that if you have Ring video of the second time, after they're already put on the list, Ring video of the second time trespassing would subject them to being arrested. Am I right about that?
Yes, that's correct. I mean, if you've got Ring video the second time, you're probably going to have it the first time. So now you got two different sets of video showing that person there, one before trespass warning and then again after the trespass warning, and that's a watertight case.
Great. The question that had come up, though, is do they have to still have gone through the process? As in, if somebody, you got posted, no soliciting, no trespassing, keep off, nobody wants you here, my dogs hate you, and I'm mean, on your lawn. Nevertheless, somebody comes up to your door and rings your doorbell, and you yell at them, go away, okay, and then they do. But, okay, you got all this. They're not on a list because the cop didn't personally see it. This would be the misdemeanor observation rule or whatever it's called. And that video evidence of them coming on your property is not adequate to put them subject to arrest if they come again, even so. The cop has to come and see them and escort them, right?
Yes, you have to be trespass warned by a law enforcement officer along with the homeowner or the property owner for that to be valid.
And even like telling the police, this person I don't want back on my property, even that is not enough. Can you like pre-warn?
You have, Yeah, I mean, you can pre-warn them all you want to, but in order for us to make an arrest, we have to be there.
Okay.
You know, and before they can solicit, and there's nothing wrong with putting that sign up. And, you know, if you're thinking about, well, my sign is useless because I have to have the police there, it's not really useless. You have to have, or you will have people that will come up and see that sign, and then they will just turn around and not even knock on the door. So that will get rid of some of them. So, and another thing is these people, before they do that, they in the city, they have to have a permit to go and do this sort of thing. So they know the rules before they even get started.
Okay. And that's I thought that was all true, but it had been a follow-up question. I knew you'd know the answer, and I wanted to make sure, because people have this question. We got texted. Several people had this exact same question, so I wanted to make sure and let them know what the correct answer is. Now, Mike, when you and I first connected on the phone right before you came on the air, you said to me, "What's wrong with cop lights?" Because I had made the comment that the county commission is taking up a request or producing a request to make gold the light for the entire month of September in honor of one kind of, I think it's childhood cancer, forgive me if I got it wrong, and then in September one day for a different kind of cancer awareness for teal, green, and pink. And I had made the comment, like, anything but the cop lights, because when you come through Gulf Breeze and you turn onto the bridge, what it looks like is a massive crime scene at the other end of the bridge when you see the red light, red, white, and blue lights over there. At least that's what it looks like to people. You took offense at this?
No, not at all. I mean, if it's going to get whatever it takes to get people to slow down, and if that works, hey, let's do it. But police lights, most of the time, especially on the bridge, they're going to flash. And the lights on the bridge most of the time are steady burn, or they're fading very slowly. So, police officers know right off the bat when we get on the bridge the difference. And when people don't see that all the time like we do, I can certainly understand how they would confuse that with police lights. But like I said at first here, if it gets them to slow down, then that's great. There's a benefit to that.
All right. Well, I see where you're coming from. But I will tell you that if I survey 1,000 civilians and ask them when you make the pivot to see the little bit of the bridge lights that you can see when you're on Highway 98 going towards Pensacola from Gulf Breeze, when you round that corner and see the lights, do you think there's a bunch of cops? 1,000 of 1,000 will say yes.
So, when they've got the red and blue on, that's probably right. But that they can light that bridge up 100 different ways. I got to be out there while they were testing those lights.
Oh yeah,
and,
I know.
It's really something to see.
Last thing, we always like to end with a cop myth or a did you know? Do you have one for me this week?
Yeah, and it kind of has something to do with that. You know, nobody likes getting pulled over. Nobody is going to drive 100% perfectly all the time. So here are the top five reasons why people get pulled over. And number one is speeding. And that goes without saying. Just monitor your speed and don't speed. The next one is equipment violations. Most of the time that it has to do with a headlight being out, a taillight or brake light being out, maybe some tint violations. Also, your registration being expired, that'll get you stopped pretty quickly. Improper lane changes, that's where you're cutting people off or something of that nature.
Or you're out of blinker fluid. Don't forget if they're out of blinker fluid.
We ask them to check that when we stop them for the no blinker thing.
Do you guys carry it in the car to, like, help a, like, do you have extra in the car, like in a jug, that if people are out of blinker fluid, you can, refill it?
No, well, that wasn't in the budget this year, maybe next year.
All right, but good thought for the future. You were saying number four or five?
Yeah, tailgating is another one. It's something very dangerous, and a lot of times tailgating is a direct result of the last one, which is cell phone use or texting, people just not paying attention. So these are the reasons mainly that you're going to get stopped by a police officer, and so just pay attention and not do those things. Chances are very good that you won't. But I don't know of a lot of people that have gone through their entire – you call it driving career, from the time you got your license to the time you quit driving, that you did not get stopped for one reason or another. It's going to be rare.
All right. Very good. Very good note. And by the way, I think you would get massive cheers and a parade down Palafox if you started actively arresting or at least citing tailgaters. And not the kind that go to the football game, but the kind that are too close to behind you because everybody hates those people with a description I can't say on the air. I did get a quick question here. I want to give it to you. Somebody asks, are license plate frames legal or illegal in the state of Florida?
They are legal as long as they're not covering up, like at the bottom where it says Escambia or something like that. It's not covering that up, and it's not covering up the decal.
Okay.
So you can have that, but you cannot have the tinted ones. You can't put tints over the license plate.
Got it. That's good, important information. Thank you for the text. Thanks for the answer. Mike Wood, he is the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. As always, Mike, thank you for the time. Thank you for your good input on bridge colors and all the other excellent information. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.